If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
I am very proud of my perennial garden, my vegetable garden, my indoor plants, and we are going to talk with the horticulturist over at Vern Goer's Greenhouse in Hinsdale. Dan Costa joins us. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. Nice to talk to you.
Well, you as well. It has been a very hot summer thus far, and I've been watering my garden. I'm starting right out with the big one. How do I keep cilantro going all summer long?
You really can. Cilantro bolts very easily, very quickly.
And that means it goes to flower?
Yeah. Goes to flower and then goes to seed. If you like coriander, collect the seed when it's ripe, and that's coriander. But no, you really can't keep it from going.
But how come basil and chives and Italian parsley and thyme, all those can go all summer long? And I tried to plant it kind of in the shade, that not shade, but not direct sun this year.
They're not related plants. They have different ways of doing things. So the cilantro is just one that goes through very quickly through its life cycle, and it gets done, and then that's it. Where the others, like thyme and that, are perennials, and tarragon and sage, so they don't have that big hurry.
Okay, so can I plant seeds and keep it going, or is it too late to put cilantro seeds?
Yeah, I would think so.
I didn't hear you. Your phone broke up. So it's not too late to keep doing it?
No.
All right.
No, you can do it.
All right. Well, we will try that. 815 has a question for you and texted this before you even got on, Dan. So a gardening question. How do I get rid of trumpet vine where I don't want it? It's growing all over the garage wall, which is great, but it pops up literally everywhere else, like in my vegetable garden, all over my yard. The roots are really deep and strong, so I can't pull them out. It's taking over everything. First of all, what is trumpet vine? What does it look like?
Vine, he has either big red or yellow flowers, very strong vine, so really getting it out. If it's in a vegetable garden, I would say you're just going to have to try and dig it as much as possible. In other areas, you might try using an herbicide on it, but it's going to take repeated applications unless you're getting very young seedlings. It's a very strong growing plant, just like wisteria is.
It's pretty, but yeah, it takes over the place. All right,
yeah.
We are going to take a quick break and get a better line with Dan. If you have any gardening questions, plants, veggies, herbs, 312-981-7200 is the number to call. We are talking to Dan Costa. He is the horticulturist at Vern Goer's Greenhouse. Dan, a friend of mine and I were talking about buckthorn. And Jeff told me he heard this crazy thing to put a garbage bag over the buckthorn to suffocate it. And I said, please let me know how that goes, because I can't get rid of it. And every time I trim it, it grows back even more.
Yeah, well, putting a black bag over it will, it could be useful.
Really?
Because it will concentrate heat underneath the bag. And so it's kind of, you're trying to cook the plant where it's standing. Whether or not it's going to be a long-term thing kind of depends on how old the plant is. If it's been there for a long time, then the roots are going to be pretty durable. But it may give you some assistance to do that.
And I cut down a big buckthorn, but I didn't like get the roots, and there's a little trunk. Is there something like, do I put tar over it? How do I get rid of it? Do I burn it? What do I do?
Well, there are stump-killing chemicals that you could use. You could pour that on. Depends on what they are. Some want you to drill holes in it and put it in that way. Otherwise, just applying it to a fresh cut So you can look into that sort of thing, and that may help.
Because that is all over the place, this buckthorn, and it's really wreaking havoc on a lot of the forest preserves and stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, birds like to pick on the seeds, the little berries, and then they go and they deposit the seeds elsewhere in other people's yards or the forest preserve or wherever, and it spreads very, very rapidly.
309 says, how often can I spray 7 to get rid of Asian beetles? And what is 7?
7 is a insecticide. It's effective against many types of beetles and hard-shelled insects. You would spray that about once a week to really try to control the beetles.
I had some extra goldenrod in my yard because it's beautiful, it's native, and it really takes over. So I dug some of the roots up, and I transplanted it in a friend's yard yesterday, and it was very wilty and everything, but there were really some good roots. Do you think that will take?
Probably. You might want to cut it down a little bit to take some of the foliage off so that the roots are not as... having to deal with as much leaves. But if we get a little bit of cooler weather this week, it might help it to recover. Depends on how much root you managed to get when you dug it up.
They were dried up, but pretty good-sized roots, and also some spiderwort, that purple stuff that's very pretty, but it spreads everywhere. Mm-hmm. I gave them some of that, too. I'm trying to clean up my garden a little bit.
Yeah. Well, spiderwort's a very durable plant, too, so it might take, too.
But it just may not look that good this year. It might,
right.
Okay.
It might need a year or two.
708, why aren't my peonies producing more flowers? Aren't they supposed to go all summer?
No. Flowering season on peonies is done. They get one bloom in usually around late May, and then that's it for the year.
That's like lilacs. They're beautiful and they smell wonderful, and then they're done in like a week.
Well, most perennials have a specific blooming time, and they will bloom for a little 2 to 4 weeks or so during the season, and the rest of the time they're green.
All right. Well, Dan, I have a clematis question for you. Beautiful purple clematis climbing up in my backyard, and all of a sudden I see these little swirly things, so I had to Google, what are these swirly things? They're seed heads. Am I supposed to prune those, and will that help it keep going?
It's probably best if you prune those off, especially if it's something like a sweet autumn or a species type, because those can be viable seeds then, and it will come up in other places in your yard. Most of the hybrids do not have viable seeds.
All right. This is a purple one. I don't remember the name of it, but still good idea. Will that help it bloom, continue like another round of blooms maybe?
No. It's just you're not letting the plant waste its energy on making seeds when you don't want the seed.
All right. I purchased an Audrey ficus at DeVerne Goer's greenhouse, and it's doing very well. I put a little notch in it, and I heard that would cause a branch to grow, and it did. I'm so excited. There are also bonsai trees and a bonsai show, and you're very into that. Why don't you tell us about the bonsai shows coming up?
Okay, well, there are two bonsai shows coming in next month in August, and there'll be one at the Morton Arboretum on the 2nd and 3rd of August, and that's in conjunction with the Arboretum's Destination Asia Festival, which they have every year with various Asian arts and music and all sorts of things going all weekend. And then the second show is at the Chicago Botanic Garden on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of August. And that's actually a larger show because they physically have a lot more room. But both shows are very good. They have members showing their trees out of their private collections. There's vendors selling bonsai merchandise and demonstrations going on, so you can watch somebody working on a tree. Also, if you want to pay, you can sign up for workshops. where it's like a little classroom kind of a thing where the visiting artist will be there running this and showing people how to work with their trees and helping to design them and teach some techniques and things.
They're pretty cool. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of work that goes into them. I've seen some of the ones you have grown, and they're just beautiful.
I'm looking at one of them right now out the window. There's a Black Hill spruce that I just finished working on the other day, and I put it back outside, and I can see it from my kitchen.
It's really cool. All right, well, Dan, always good to talk to you. Listeners, you can go see Dan Costa, rhymes with Hosta, at Vern Goer's Greenhouse, 5620 South Oak Street in Hinsdale. I will pop in. I have to buy some lavender.
And I'm going to be going there very soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, Dan.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Wendy.
All right. Dan Costa, he is with Vern Goer's Greenhouse. He's a horticulturist. I am a horticulturist, H-O-A-R-D. I hoard plants, and I enjoy them. There you have it.